And who is on the phone?
Senator Brown, this is Jeff.
Senator Wellborn, thank you.
Yep, and Senator Vincent and Senator Buttrey are both on that I know of.
Good morning.
And who is speaking?
That was Senator Buttrey.
Thank you for calling in. And Senator Vincent?
I'm here.
Thank you. So we have a quorum today. I'll call the Committee on Committees to order on this December 9th of 2016 to discuss our main agenda item today is to discuss the replacement for the resignation of Senator Chris Hansen from the High Line. And so is there any comment from any of you?
Madam Chair, this is Senator Buttrey. I do have some motions I would like to make once you find the times appropriate.
I think that's appropriate right now, Senator Buttrey. And if you would do the motions in three different ways, then we can segregate them and discuss them. We do have one person in the audience today. So go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'll try to put this into three motions. I hereby move that the following 2017 Senate committee membership changes be enacted. A, Senator Hansen be removed as member and chair of the Senate Education and Cultural Resources Committee, and her membership be replaced with the eventual senator appointed to the currently vacant seat in Senate District 14. B, Senator Solomon be appointed as chair and Senator Blaisdell be appointed as vice chair of the Senate Education Cultural Resources Committee. C, Senator Hansen be removed as a member of the Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee and her membership be replaced with the eventual senator appointed currently vacant seat in Senate District 14. And D, Senator Hansen be removed as member of the Senate Rules Committee. And that would be my first motion, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on Senator Buttrey's motion?
Senator Brown, this is Senator Vincent.
Yes.
I had a question for Senator Buttrey, and on the Rules Committee, did you have a motion for a replacement?
Senator Buttrey?
Madam Chair, Senator Vincent, we did not. Currently, the membership is 10 of the majority and 4 of the minority, and we felt by just removing her from the committee, it would still be 9 majority, 4 minority, that would be sufficient.
Understood.
Are there further questions or discussions?
I'll call the question, Senator Brown.
And your name?
Senator Vincent.
Senator Vincent has called the question on the first set of motions A through D by Senator Buttrey. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody saying no? The motion has passed. Senator Buttrey?
Madam Chair, I move that the following 2017 Senate committee membership changes be enacted. A, Senator Hansen be removed as member of the Senate Finance and Claims Committee and her membership be replaced with Senator Gauthier. And B, Senator Gauthier be removed as member of the Senate Taxation Committee and his membership be replaced with the eventual senator appointed to the currently vacant seat in Senate District 14. Madam Chair.
So we have two sets on the second motion. Is there discussion on this motion? Hearing no discussion. I'll call the question. All those in favor of Senator Buttrey's second motion for subsections A and B, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed, say no. That also has passed. Senator Buttrey, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I would move that following 2017 Senate House Appropriations, Finance, and Claims Subcommittee membership changes be enacted. A, Senator Hansen be removed as member and vice chair of Judicial Branch Law Enforcement and Justice Subcommittee. B, Senator Osmundson removed as member and vice chair of General Government Subcommittee. C, Senator Moore be removed as member and vice chair of the Education Subcommittee. D, Senator Gauthier be added as member of the Education Subcommittee. E, Senator Lou Jones be appointed as vice chair of Education Subcommittee. F, Senator Moore be added as member and appointed as vice chair of the General Government Subcommittee. And G, Senator Osmond be added as member and appointed as vice chair of Judicial Branch Law Enforcement and Justice Subcommittee. Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the third motion by Senator Buttrey?
Senator Brown, this is Senator Vincent. I have a question as to who is the other member on the local government subcommittee.
Senator Buttrey.
Madam Chair, Senator Vincent, I assume you're talking about Section A, the general government subcommittee, and that would be Senator Moore, who would be moved from the education subcommittee to the general government subcommittee.
Oh, okay. I just didn't follow that. Thank you, Senator.
And he also, Senator Moore would also vice chair that committee. Is that right, Senator Buttrey?
Madam Chair, that's correct.
All right. Is there other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the third motion by Senator Buttrey, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion three has also passed. Is there public comment? Come to the microphone if you have public comment.
This is John Iverson representing the public, representing myself, and I'd just like to thank the committee on their good work today.
Thank you for your attendance today. And if there is no further business, I will call the Committee on Committees adjournment. Thank you for attending.
Brown.
Yes.
Senator Brown, this is Senator Wellborn. And I would just like to say thank you to Senator Hansen for her work on behalf of the state of Montana through her years in the legislature. And I think that the auditor's office will be well served with her on their staff now.
I totally concur, and we're going to have to do something special for her. But I did tell her that we weren't going to let her move. So you have a great day out there in the sunshine. It's still cold in Helena, but thank you for attending the meeting, and Committee on Committees is adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Adjourned.